Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's check in Afghanistan now. Since Friday, the Taliban has taken control of at least 6 major cities, the latest Aibak in northeastern Afghanistan, which fell earlier today. The militant group, the Taliban, is rapidly gaining control of territory as U.S. troops withdraw from the country. Susanna George is Afghanistan bureau chief for The Washington Post, and she's in Kabul. Susanna, city after city falling. How is the Taliban moving so quickly?
Well, you have to remember that many of these cities have been besieged for weeks, if not months. And even as Afghan forces made the decision to really focus on urban areas and conduct a number of strategic retreats from rural areas and really focus on trying to protect these cities, they found themselves stretched thin. My colleagues and I were just in Kunduz last month, and we saw this firsthand. We saw police units who had been put on frontline positions. We saw army units that were undersupplied. And then these special forces units who were called in to, as a kind of last-ditch effort to protect these cities, were overused and overworked. And they, too, were stretched thin. So all of these things kind of came together. And so it didn't have to be that the Taliban gained in strength to rack up all of these military victories. They just had to kind of wait out government forces in Afghanistan and allow them to degrade.
Right. And at least 2 major cities, we understand, Taliban fighters first attacked prisons and released dozens of Taliban inmates. I mean, that must have given them an advantage.
Yeah, this is a huge advantage for the Taliban. This was something that the Afghan government was struggling to prevent this scenario from happening. Prisoners had been moved to Kabul ahead of, signs and indications the Taliban fighters were making a move on these prisons. We heard that dozens of prisoners were, Taliban prisoners were released in Kunduz. Dozens more were released from the prison in Tahar province yesterday. And what it allowed Taliban fighters to do is not only to bolster their ranks when they then made the move on the government compounds in the centers of the city, but this was a really big morale boost. The freeing of Taliban prisoners from Afghan government custody is a powerful rallying cry that really resonates with Taliban fighters all across the country. And you can see proof of that in how much the group emphasized it during peace talks with the United States. So the fact that they're able to break into these prisons, release their fighters, put videos of this out on social media, it really gives a morale boost to Taliban fighters all across the country.
Well, we're also seeing reports of civilians fleeing these cities as the Taliban rolls in. What's been the civilian toll?
The civilian toll is only expected to get greater as the fighting moves into more urban areas. This is something that we've already seen hints of in the south of the country. The provincial capital of Helmand has, there's been intense fighting inside the city for over a week now. And civilian casualties spiked the minute that that fighting moved into the city. Yeah. And the reason that that happened is there's 2 reasons. One is because, when you're going to use airstrikes and artillery on an urban area, you're just going to have more civilian casualties.
Yeah.
And the populations of these cities had been swelling for weeks as civilians fled fighting in rural areas for the safety of the urban areas.
Susanna George of the Washington Post, her Afghanistan bureau chief, and part of our partnership, a new partnership between Here and Now and the Washington Post, to deepen our global news coverage. You certainly have, Susanna. Thank you.
Thank you.